This Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating disability exam. Actually, it's a general medical exam with internal medicine emphasis on Gerald Pinch. Patient's last claimant, Gerald Pinch. Last name P-Y-N-C-H, first name Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Date of birth is 7/24/58, age 60. 4 years, date of visit 1/17/2023. The above examinee was sent for consultative examination. It was explained prior to the examination the purpose of the exam and further explained that no physical patient relationship would be established. It was explained that any treatment issues are concern of the examinee and his physician. Informant, patient himself. Allegations. He cannot bend his left knee. He cannot do about 45 minutes of house chores and then he would have severe pain in the left knee. Even sitting down for a long period, about 2 hours, hurts his knee. History presenting illness. This is an unfortunate 64-year-old man who fell in July of 2021 and fractured his left femur. He underwent plate and screws to fix the left femoral fracture. Then in November of 2021, it was noticed that the femur did not heal and they had to remove the plate and screw and place a rod, did an open reduction with the internal fixation with the rod. And in May 13th of 2022, he had to undergo surgery again where additional plate and screws had to be placed to hold the femur in place. Since the patient has been having pain in the left knee and unable to bend the knee for the last year and a half, past medical history, he does have a history of hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, ADHD, and BPH. Past surgical history, starting in 1996, he had the gallbladder removal. In 2002, he had a hernia repair. And starting in July of 2021, he had the first femoral fracture surgery. Plate and screws were placed. Then in November 2021, he had the plate and screws removed and the rod placed. And then in May of 2022, he had plate and screws added to the rod. Medications. He is supposed to be on metformin, Jardiance, lisinopril, and aspirin. He is only taking the aspirin at this time. He has not been able to see a primary care doctor to fill all these medications. Allergies, is allergic to Zithromax. Social history, he is, has not been working since July of 2021. He used to be in sales in a construction company. He's married, has 3 children. He is currently not smoking. He quit snuff use in 2002. He quit drinking in 1992. He does not use any illicit drugs. Um, Current typical daily activities are just household chores like cooking, dishwashing, and laundry, and so on. He's not been able to go back to work. He's not on disability at this time. He is on workman's comp, though. Family history. His mother and father are deceased. Father had heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. And mother had diabetes and pancreatic cancer. He has brothers and sisters who are doing well. His current limitations, he can sit about 4 hours. He can stand a maximum 45 minutes. He cannot walk more than half a mile without pain. He can lift about 20 pounds. Vital signs on exam. He's 5 feet 8 inches tall. Weight is 235 pounds. Blood pressure was 130/80. Pulse 96 per minute. Pulse ox 95%. Temperature 96.5. His BMI was 36. He's right-handed. General exam. He is slightly obese. Head atraumatic, normocephalic. ENT exam, no evidence of acute infection. His oropharynx was without any erythema, exudates, or lesions. External auditory canals were normal in appearance. No lesions in the nerves. Pupils equal reactive, round and reactive to light. No extraocular movements. No scleral icterus or conjunctival petechiae. The visual acuity without glasses, OD was 20/70 and OS was 20/70, OU 20/40. With glasses, right was 20/25, left is 20/30, and OU is 20/30. Neck, no thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy or masses. Cardiovascular, JVP, not distended. Heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs or rubs. Lungs are quite clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. Abdomen is obese, soft, not tender. No splenomegaly. Bowel tones are normal. No mass appreciated. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. Skin, no lesions appreciated. His skin in lower extremities is normal. Neurologic, general, he's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3. He makes good eye contact, fluent in speech. Mood was normal, appropriate, and clear thought process. Memory was normal. Concentration was good. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Cerebellar. He had a gait that's, he does drag, limps on the right leg, to take weight off the left leg. He was not using any assistive device at the office. Hand-eye coordination was normal. He has muscles, no palpable muscle spasms. His musculoskeletal exam, muscle reflexes, symmetric in both sides, and it was normal. Sensory exam was normal. Straight leg raising test bilaterally was not negative. Muscle strength. His muscle strength was five by five in both upper extremities and in both lower extremities. Range of motion in cervical spine was forward flexion was normal, extension slightly limited to 20-30 degrees, lateral flexion was normal, rotation was normal, lumbar spine was forward flexion was normal, extension normal at 25 degrees, lateral flexion was normal at 25 degrees, shoulders the shoulder exam was normal for flexion, extension, abduction, adduction, external rotation and internal rotation. Elbow range of motion was normal for flexion, extension, pronation, supination. Wrist range of motion was normal for dorsiflexion, palm out flexion, ulnar deviation and radial deviation. Hand exam, his adduction, abduction at CMC joint was normal, flexion at the MCP joint was normal, flexion at IP joint normal, bilaterally. All fingers in his hands, in both hands, had normal flexion. Hip joint exam, flexion in both the flexion and extension, abduction, adduction, internal rotation, external rotation were all normal in both the right and left hips. Knee exam though, he had normal range of motion, flexion and extension in the right knee. The left knee, the flexion is limited to only about 20 degrees. Extension was normal up to 5 degrees. Ankle, dorsiflexion and plantar flexion were normal in both the left and right ankle. Foot inversion and inversion and eversion was also normal in both sides. Hallux dorsiflexion was normal, both left and right. Plantar flexion and at the MTP joint was normal in left and right. And the flexion in IP joint was normal in left and right. Straight leg raising test was negative bilaterally. His gait, as stated earlier, was there was no assisted device used. He has a limping gait, and grip was good in both left and right hand. He's able to manipulate small objects and large objects. He was able to oppose the fingers and make a fully close his fist. No deformities in hands or contractures in hands. Effort on exam was good. Evaluator was Rohini Raghupathy on January 17, 2023. A review of systems, GI, he denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, constipation or diarrhea. GU, he denies any problem with urination, any hesitancy or burning. Respiratory, denies any shortness of breath, cough, congestion. Cardiovascular, denies chest pain, palpitations or edema. Possible limitations. He's able to sit and stand and walk at this time, but he cannot walk more than 45 minutes at a stretch. He has to rest because of pain in his left knee. He will not be able to do any job where walking is required. The gait is limping gait. He can lift about 20 pounds. He can bend forward. He can stoop some, but he cannot really stoop, crouch, or squat because of the problem with the left knee. He can reach, handle, feel, and grasp. Fingering can be done. There's no visual or communicative or limitations. He is right-handed.